Audio, EU Reel 2.
Hello, I am Fenrir. I am here to explain how the laws of land ownership work.
Hi, I am Lita. I will guide you through the property taxes you must pay.
Greetings, my name is Aiede. I will explain the rules about what you are allowed to build.
And I am Sharon. I will walk you through the rules of renting and having tenants. Today, we are looking at the legal and financial rules of owning property in the European Union.
In the European Union, ownership is tightly controlled by the government through a system called the Land Registry. The Land Registry is a massive public database that records exactly who owns every single piece of land. When you buy a house, your name goes into this database. This gives you a clear title deed. A title is your ultimate legal proof of ownership. We have two main types of ownership. The first is freehold. Freehold means you own the building and the land it sits on forever. The second is leasehold. Leasehold means you own the building but you rent the land from someone else for a long period, like 99 years. It is extremely important to know which one you are buying.
Just because you own a piece of land does not mean you can do whatever you want with it. Every city in Europe uses zoning laws. Zoning rules dictate exactly what a property can be used for. A residential zone is strictly for living. You cannot build a loud factory in a residential zone. A commercial zone is for shops and businesses. In Europe, we also have very strict historic preservation zones. If you buy a house in a historic zone, you might not be allowed to change the color of the front door or replace the windows without special permission. Before you build an extension or change a property, you must apply for a building permit from the local government. If you build without a permit, the government can force you to tear it down.
Owning property means you must pay property taxes. These taxes fund local schools and roads and hospitals. There are three main taxes you need to understand. The first is the property transfer tax. This is a one-time tax you pay to the government the moment you buy the house. The second is the annual property tax. This is a smaller bill you must pay every single year simply for owning the property. The government calculates this based on the value of your home. The third is capital gains tax. If you buy a house and later sell it for a massive profit, the government might take a percentage of that profit. However, many European countries give you a tax break if the house was your primary residence where you actually lived.
Many people buy property not to live in it, but to rent it out. If you rent your property to someone else, you become a landlord and they become your tenant. The European Union has some of the strongest tenant protection laws in the entire world. When someone moves in, you both sign a lease agreement. The tenant pays a security deposit to cover any potential damages. As a landlord, you cannot simply kick a tenant out because you feel like it. You must have a legal reason and give them many months of notice. Also, many European cities have strict rent control laws. Rent control means the government limits exactly how much you can increase the rent each year. You must provide a safe and warm and functioning home at all times.
Being a landlord has clear benefits and risks. Let us look at the pros and cons clearly by listing each separately. We will start with the pros. Pro number one, passive income. Your tenants pay you rent every month, which provides a steady stream of cash. Pro number two, property appreciation. While you collect rent, the actual building is hopefully increasing in value over the years. Pro number three, tax deductions. You can often deduct the cost of repairs and mortgage interest from your taxes.
Now we must look at the cons. Con number one, difficult tenants. Sometimes people refuse to pay rent or they cause severe damage to the property. Con number two, unexpected repair costs. If the heating system completely fails in winter, you must replace it immediately using your own money. Con number three, strict legal rules. Navigating the complex tenant laws and rent controls can be very exhausting and difficult.
Understanding the laws of real estate gives you an incredible advantage. Many people are afraid to invest because they do not understand zoning or taxes. By learning these rules, you turn fear into a powerful business strategy. When you buy a rental property, you are essentially becoming a small business owner. You are providing a necessary service to your community by offering good housing. It teaches you deep responsibility and financial management. Real estate is one of the most reliable ways regular people build extraordinary wealth over their lifetime. The rules exist to keep the market fair and safe for everyone. Once you know the rules, you can play the game with absolute confidence.
Here are some excellent tips if you want to invest in rentals. Tip number one, always screen your tenants carefully. Check their employment history and their references before you let them sign the lease. A good tenant is the most valuable part of your investment. Tip number two, keep a large emergency fund. Never spend all your rental income. Save a portion every month so you are completely ready when the roof eventually needs fixing.
Tip number three, study the local rent laws of your specific city. Do not assume the rules in Paris are the same as the rules in Berlin. Local laws change frequently, so you must stay educated to avoid heavy fines.
Let us review our key takeaways. First, the land registry is the ultimate proof of your ownership, and you must know if your title is freehold or leasehold. Second, local zoning laws are very strict in Europe and dictate exactly what you can build or renovate.
Third, remember to calculate all three types of property taxes into your budget. And finally, if you become a landlord, you must respect the strong tenant protection laws and rent controls in your city. Thank you for mastering real estate laws with us today. Keep learning and protecting your investments.
Previous lesson, back to course. Next lesson.